Mick Molloy is back on Triple M. So buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, hello to the big Wednesday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. Big show today. Adam Rosenbach's on the show. One of the rides for Front Bar, which is on tonight.
Great talent,
AFL edition. If you want to have a crack, there'll be a load to unpack there after round zero.
Yeah.
An attempt to take the NRL on, I believe, which involved 10 teams having a bye.
I'll go and hear
you. I don't understand quite what was going on, but boy, did they get off to a flyer with 10 teams who haven't played. Anyway, we'll cover all that tonight on the program. Adam Rosenbach, as I said on the show, lots to get through, but let's start, as is the tradition, with this.
Bang. Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Mick and MG's Humdinger.
Sorry, guys, I didn't even say hello to everyone. Hi, MG. Hello, Tash. Hello, Kat.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you all going?
Great.
We all good? Mm-hmm. There's a lot to get through on the show.
Well, there is a lot.
And no mention of Princess Kate, I believe.
No, that's been vetoed.
Kate-free
zone. It comes up,
it's the royal family running the AFL, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Good. Very good for 6 o'clock. Wow.
Hey, time to play Humdinger. Colin's on the line. How are you, Colin?
Hi, Mick. I'm great. Thanks.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rose Bay.
Oh, you're not involved in a neighbourly dispute over palm trees, are you?
Nah.
Do you know those people involved?
Karen and Sharon.
You do?
No, I've got palm trees next door and I can imagine what it's like.
Oh, well, you can. Do they obscure your view of the Taj Mahal or the Opera
House?
They
do fall into the garden and make an awful mess, yeah.
Well, go to court. All right. Let's get it done. All right, Colin, you know how this works. I hum the song.
Okay.
I'm feeling a bit throaty this morning.
Oh, dear. What's the pressure?
Maybe I'll just hit my cough button.
Oh, you didn't hit it.
Oh, what did I hit?
Nothing.
Oh, the intercom.
Yeah.
The intercom. Well, the producer's ears has been blown off.
Please proceed to the second window.
Clean up in aisle five.
All right, Colin, it's painfully easy. It's $400. I may as well give it to you now because there's no way you won't guess this. Oh, well, Colin, that's right in your wheelhouse.
Yes.
And everyone in Rose Bay would be au fait with this band. Have a crack.
I knew what last week's was, but...
Oh, it's not going to help you. I don't do this often. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah, that may be. I can't spell it out anymore. That was good. I'm getting thumbs up in the studio.
Come on,
Colin.
A name of song.
Very close.
I've got no idea.
Okay, just name a song. Name a song.
I was going to say Man at Work.
Well, that was the last one, so the chances of me backing up on that.
Yeah,
not real. Sorry, Colin, no cigar for you today. Oh, it goes up to what?
$600.
Wow. I think I've got a bet with you guys.
Yeah,
this
you
will
did.
Go off. $600.
Yeah, you've got one more chance. Under.
I can't hum it any better than that, Colin. Yeah, tune in tomorrow, same time, $600.
Tick tock, tick tock. Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
It's been great. I just hope we're not doing the wrong thing. You're not going to mention Princess Kate here, are you?
Oh, look, I don't want to bring up that you guys are often wrong again, so let's just move on.
We apologise, but...
We've been scouring the platforms to come up with something that's not Princess Kate.
Sure.
What have you got?
I've got a story about the rise of a club that involves many women. It's called the Dull Women's Club.
And we're hearing from the Presidente right now.
The Grand Poobah.
The patron saint of the Dull Women's Club, Natasha Belling. Saint Natasha Belling.
Oh,
Mary MacKillop.
I know. This is a great club. It's got, can you believe?
So what happens there? Talk us through it.
Okay, so it's called the Dull Women's Club. It's got a strong Facebook group. Guess how many members? More than 200,000 members.
Wow.
They don't like quiz nights or book clubs. What they love doing is they love doing nothing.
Okay.
So they love They hate people. They love just hanging out on the couch. Their favourite outfit is usually tracky dacks and sitting there and doing nothing.
When you say nothing, like are they watching something? They're watching maths or...
Sure, but definitely. They just don't like going out and meeting people. You know, and I think you get to a certain experience in life.
Yeah.
Where you enjoy just your own doing company nothing. Or sitting at home.
Sure. When I heard the phrase dull women's club, I immediately thought of your lunches with your girlfriends where you write a list of topics.
Agenda?
Yeah, but you like, I've been telling everyone about you this... And everyone is quite perturbed by your behaviour. that you write a running list of topics and you take them to lunch with you for you and the girls to rifle through.
But I'm not going to get through everything if I don't
You're not going to get past Princess Kate at the moment.
No, definitely not.
Is that the entire list?
Yes, but also...
What else would you have on the list at the moment?
Offsprings from... from
Sorry, if you're listening in for the first time, so I just need to explain this. Sometimes when she comes in a little overdressed... we go, are you having going out for the girls for lunch? Yes.
Or Chris Brown's coming in.
Or Chris Brown's coming in. And I go, what's on your list today? Because Natasha writes a list out of topics to discuss and you cross them off.
Yes.
As you go over lunch. What would be on your list?
I don't laminate it. I just put it in my handbag so it's quick to access. I think there'd be a number of current stories which are before the courts that I can't actually
All
go
right.
into.
Yeah, sure.
But Princess Kate.
It's top of the list.
100%. The Photoshop stuff going on right now. I've got to be careful because they're all before
you
courts.
You can mention the topics.
Do you talk
mushrooms?
Sport? Do you talk sport?
The mushroom lady.
Oh, mushroom lady. Still on that.
Do you girls talk sport?
Okay. What?
Do you girls talk sport?
No.
Okay, so you
let's go back to the list just for a second. We'll get to that. So, Mushroom Lady.
Missing people, the Melbourne scenario right now before the courts.
Which has been resolved, allegedly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Scratch that one.
So, that would be top of the agenda.
Geez, well, you need legal representation at this lunch.
It's
pretty controversial.
I do have a friend that's a lawyer.
What, at Penrith Beach? Does that come up?
Sure. Current planning legislation. Council.
The Dull Women's Club. We have a winner.
Yes.
MG, you're going to lunch with the boys. Yep. You're writing out a list. What's your list?
I think top of it would be the Spencer Lean, you and Ezra Man thing. I'd be talking about that.
Check.
I'd be then
Pat
talking
Cummins,
about...
Pat Cummins, should he have run him out?
Paddy Cummins.
Should not run him out.
Well, could
he... It was a third option. Imagine if he deliberately ran him out on 98 and then won the test.
Yes.
Yes, that's a good topic.
Yeah.
What else?
The earthquake would still get some... Like, my mates would still be talking about the earthquakes.
Penrith Beach.
Yeah, Penrith Beach.
There'd be so much going on. How much fun does that sound like?
What would be on your list, Mick?
Can't strippers.
Tell you what would be on my list. We'd do a fashion rundown from the Oscars. And how many people allegedly got a Ozempic.
Ah, who's on a Ozempic?
And they have a Ozempic face.
I would like to know how many women at your lunch are on a Ozempic.
None of them.
You're clearly doing something because you seem to have reined it in.
And you didn't. You haven't eaten for the last 3 days.
It's just
because I had a big night on Mad Monday. That's why.
That's what you did. Can I come to one of your girls' lunches?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
why?
I thought you were about to say yes. Would I be welcome?
My longest lunch?
No.
5.5 hours.
Oh, that's
Can I say, has the topic Mick Molloy ever come up?
Not in a good way.
Again, we need legal counsel before we go any further.